The one you have to watch for is the white fox, Dagon said, sipping his beer. They say he shook hands with the evil itself, that he visited the fallen world and came back with strange powers. He can kindle fire on even the deepest of nights, and no shade will dare come for his soul. Yes, the white fox. Meanest bastard in these parts for sure. Pray he doesn't set his eyes on you, friend. If he does, you're dead. Dagon's drinking companion had a neck like a slender wine bottle and a head like a potato stuck sideways on the top. He squeaked as he spoke, a Lastport accent, voice echoing in the eaves of the waystop's common room.
Why would he set his eyes on me?
That depends, friend, Dagon said, looking about as a few overdressed merchants sauntered in. They wore black coats, ruffled lace poking out the front, and the tall-topped, wide-brimmed hats of fort folk. They wouldn't last 2 weeks out here in the forests.
It depends, Dagon's drinking companion prompted. It depends on what?
On a lot of things, friend. The white fox is a bounty hunter, you know. What crimes have you committed? What have you done?
Nothing.
That squeak was like a rusty wheel. Nothing? Men don't come out into the forests to do nothing, friend. His companion glanced from side to side. He'd given his name as Ernest, but then Dagon had given his name as Amity. Names didn't mean a whole lot in the forests, or maybe they meant everything. The right ones, that was. Ernest leaned back, scrunching down that fishing pole neck of his as if trying to disappear into his beer. He'd bite. People liked hearing about the white fox, and Dagon considered himself an expert. At least he was an expert at telling stories to get ratty men like Ernest to pay for his drinks. I'll give him some time to stew, Dagon thought, smiling to himself. Let him worry. Ernest would ply him for more information in a bit. While he waited, Dagon leaned back, surveying the room. The merchants were making a nuisance of themselves, calling for food, saying they meant to be on their way in an hour. That proved them to be fools. Traveling at night in the forests? Good homesteader stock would do it. Men like these, though, they'd probably take less than an hour to violate one of the simple rules and bring the shades upon them. Dagon put the idiots out of his mind. That fellow in the corner, though, dressed all in brown, still wearing his hat despite being indoors, that fellow looked truly dangerous. I wonder if it's him, Dagon thought. So far as he knew, nobody had ever seen the white fox and lived. 10 years, over 100 bounties turned in. Surely someone knew his name. The authorities in the forts paid him the bounties, after all. The waystop's owner, Madame Silence, passed by the table and deposited Dagon's meal with an unceremonious thump. Scowling, she topped off his beer, spilling a sudsy dribble onto his hand, before limping off. She was a stout woman, tough. Everyone in the forests was tough. The ones that survived, at least. He'd learned that a scowl from Silence was just her way of saying hello. She'd given him an extra helping of venison. She often did that. He liked to think that she had a fondness for him. Maybe someday. Don't be a fool, he thought to himself, as he dug into the heavily gravied food and took a few gulps of his beer. Better to marry a stone than Silence Montaigne. A stone showed more affection.
Likely she gave him the extra slice because she recognized the value of a repeat customer. Fewer and fewer people came this way lately. Too many shades. And then there was Chesterton. Nasty business, that.
So, he's a bounty hunter, this fox.
The man who called himself Ernest seemed to be sweating. Daggins smiled. Hooked right good, this one was.
He's not just a bounty hunter. He's the bounty hunter. Though the white fox doesn't go for the small timers. And no offense, friend, but you seem pretty small time.
His friend grew more nervous. What had he done?
But,
the man stammered,
he wouldn't come for me, pretending I'd done something, of course. Anyway, he wouldn't come in here, would he? I mean, Madame Silence's waist up. It's protected. Everyone knows that. Shade of her dead husband lurks here. I had a cousin who saw it, I did.
The white fox doesn't fear shades,
Daggins said, leaning in.
Now, mind you, I don't think he'd risk coming in here. But not because of some shade. Everyone knows this is neutral ground. You've got to have some safe places, even in the forests. But,
Daggins smiled at Silence as she passed him by, on the way to the kitchens again. This time she didn't scowl at him. He was getting through to her for certain.
But,
Ernest squeaked.
Well, Daggins said, I could tell you a few things about how the white fox takes men, but you see, my beer is nearly empty. A shame. I think you'd be very interested in how the white fox caught Makepeace Hampshire. Great story, that.
Ernest squeaked for Silence to bring another beer, though she bustled into the kitchen and didn't hear. Daggan frowned, but Ernest put a coin on the side of the table, indicating he'd like a refill when Silence or her daughter returned. That would do. Daggan smiled to himself and launched into the story.